Welcome to Daf Yerushalmi, Shir sponsor, Lui Nishmas from Moshe Howard Zatzal. We're holding in Yuma Daf Mem in the Art School of Zvahadar edition, Perek Chamishi, starting Aloha Zayin, a few lines down in Amud Aleph. Zok the Mishnah, Kol Ma'isi Yom HaKippurim Ha'omur HaLaseder. Whatever is done in Yom Kippur, all the Avodah of Yom HaKippurim, that there is an order written in the Torah. If Higdi Ma'isi L'Chaveru, if he changed the order, He didn't do nothing, and he has to go and do it again. And explains the Mishnah. Higdim k'dam aseil dam apar. If before applying the dam apar on the paroiches, that's the case we're talking about here, as we'll explain it a little bit more in the Gemara, Rab Chaim says, we're not talking about here the part that's done in Kodesh HaKadoshim. We'll see in a moment why. But if he did on the paroiches, the second stage of Yom Kippur, he does the say before the par. So he needs to do it again. So he sprinkles the blood of the seir first. That's wrong. Has to be second. So then he does the par, and then he does the seir once again. Continues the Mishnah. Now, as we remember, there's three stages in the avodah of Yom Kippur. Stage one is the application of the blood in Kodesh HaKadoshim. Stage two is in the heichal, sprinkling the blood on the paroiches. Stage three is the avodah done on Mizbeach Hazov, on the inner Mizbeach. So says the Mishnah, before he finished the avodah inside, that's stage one, Nishbach Adam, the blood spilled, Yavi Damache, which means brings more animals, Nukarbonis, he has to do Hazov again for them inside, meaning start the avodah Yom Kippurim again. But second stage is the Eichol. If the blood spilled in the Eichol, he starts from the Eichel, meaning he doesn't have to go back and do the Kodesh Kadoshim. He starts from the beginning of the Eichel, from the beginning of stage two. Vechem Mizbeach Azov. Way if the blood spilled him doing the third stage of Yom Kippur. So he starts from there. He doesn't have to go back and do stage one and two. What is the reason? Says the Mishnah, Shekulum Kaparo Vekaparo Vifnei Atzmo. Each stage is considered to be its own Kapara, and you have to do that fully. They hold that even within the stage itself, if the blood spilled, you don't start from the beginning of the stage. You continue from where you are. So let's say he did on the pariches. Instead of seven azoas, he did only four azoas. He brings a new carbon and he starts from azoa number five. He doesn't start from the beginning. Says the Gemara, Tani Omar Avyudo, Bamedvar Amurim, Bavoidois, Hana Asois, Bifnim, Bebig De Lovon. Only the concept of doing something in order only applies to what's done in Kodesh HaKadoshim when the Kohen Gadol is wearing the big deal oven. But what all the avodah is done outside of Kodesh HaKadoshim, be big deal oven, that's the gift of Rav Chaim. Meaning, even if he's wearing big deal oven, but it's outside of Kodesh HaKadoshim, if he changed the order, it's still okay. Be big deal oven. Again, that's the Gerus of Rav Chaim. Chaim is saying, even things are done outside, but if it's done with Big Deal Oven, which is unique for Yom Kippurim, if he changed the order, he didn't do anything. What is the reason? What's the source? Ravo B'Shem B'Yechon Shtem Mikro Echad Hem Dorshim. The board dash in the same Pasuk. Which Pasuk? Again, using here the Gerus of Rav Chaim, he says the Pasuk is, V'hoi Solachem Nechukas Oilom Achas Bashana. Chukas Oilom means there has to be a chukah. You can't change the order. Achas Bashana. So how are the dashin? The things that he does once a year, meaning he doesn't do it the rest of the year. Anything he does in the big deal of one is unique to Yom Kippurim. And even if it's done outside of Kodesh Kadashim, it's still done only once a year. Continues the Gemara in Amud Beis. Only what he goes in once a year, which is Kodesh HaKadoshim. But anything in the Eichel, which he goes throughout the year, even if it is unique avodah of Yom Kippurim, the order is not me'akev. The Gemara now goes back to the Mishnah to explain what does it mean that the blood spilled, you have to go back to Dam HaPar. And we're going to use here the Gerus of Rav Chaim. He changes the next few lines, changes many of the words to explain it based on his Shita. Says the Gemara, B'shayo B'shem Rapas, B'matonois HaParoiches. Where the Mishnah said that if the blood spilled, so then you go back to Dam HaPar, talking only on the blood done in the Heichol, on the Paroiches. But for the first set of application, which is done in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, so then par me'akev is a say here. Meaning, the order is that you shech the par, the bull, You sprinkle the blood in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Then you shech the Seir, and you sprinkle the blood of the Seir in Kodesh HaKadoshim. Now here, he went and he sprinkled the blood of the Seir before the Par, which means he shech the Seir before he applied the blood of the Par. So in this case, he can't just come and bring this Dama Seir again. He has to shech the Seir again. Because the Shechita also is part of the order. So when the Mishnah says, when he did say the blood of the Seir before the Par, just do it again, that's in stage number two, where there's no Shechita involved because the Shechita was done before. But in stage number one, if he did the Seir before the Par, that means he shechted the Seir too early. He needs to do a new Shechita. He can't just throw the blood again. That's what it means, Par me'akev es ha-Seir, Par me'akev es Shechita ha-Seir. The sprinkling of the blood of the Par comes before the Shechita of the Seir. Omar Blazer, Blazer is arguing. What did he say? Shachat as a seir v'achakach noson midam apar al ben abadim anoso betchilo. If he shechted the seir first, and then he applied, then he did a sprinkling of the blood of the par on ben abadim, the din is kosher. He says the shechita is not me'akiv. You could do the shechita of the seir before sprinkling the blood of the par. Omar Avyeisev, he wants to bring a raya to Blazer. Ilu nishbach midam apar u'midam ha-seir munach bekois. Let's say he did it in order. He shechted the bull. He sprinkled the blood of the bull. Then he shechted the seir, and the blood of the seir is sitting in a cup. And now the blood of the par spilled. What do you do then? You sprinkle the blood of the seir, and you have to bring now a new par. You have to shecht a new par. So here the shechita of the par will come after the shechita of the seir. Even though it's talking for stage number two, I don't need the par for stage number one. But the shechita of the par now is coming after the shechita of the seir. So you see, that even though the shechita of the seir came first, it's fine. I don't need the shechita to be after the shechita of the par. So again, that's the loss of the Gemara. If the blood of the par is spilled, and the blood of the seir is just sitting there in a cup, so he's not going to bring another par, continue from there. So that's a raya that the shechita is not me'akev in the order. So the Gemara is bothered with the Lashon of Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi said that after he sprinkled the blood of the par, and the blood of the seir is still in the cup, then the blood of the par got lost. Why have to say the blood of the seir is still in the cup? Say the blood of the seir was already sprinkled. That's what the Gemara says right now. Says the Gemara, Ma bin shochat sheloi nosan, ma bin shochat mishin nosan. What's the difference if he did the shechita before he sprinkled the blood of the seir, or he did the shechita after sprinkling the blood of the seir? In both, you have a raya, the shechita is not me'akev. Ilu amar v'nosan Yosef, Yosef would say, he sprinkled the blood of the par, he sprinkled the blood of the seir, nosan the par of the seir, and then the blood of the par spilled, you could check the par later, you see the order is not me'akev. So Yosef didn't have to say that the blood of the seir is in a cup. He could have said that it was sprinkled, and still he has a raya. Continues the Gemara, Rabbon and Amri, Sholosh, Lekoysher, Vesholosh, Lefsoil. There's three stages in Avodah Yom Kippurim. In Kodesh Kadoshim, in the Heichol, and in the Mizbeach, three of them are Lekosher, meaning that the three have its own Kapara, and they all consider to be one big Heksher. So he needs to put, each one of them stands on its own, but he needs to put all of them in one shot. So for example, the sprinkling on the Paroiches, you have eight sprinkling. One is on top, Echad Lamala, Sheva Lamato. If he didn't do it fully, he did only half of it, he has to start from the beginning of that stage. So the three are giving the Heksher, and the three are causing a psul if they don't have it fully. Ablazer of Shimon Oimim, they argue, that's the sheet that we had in the Mishnah. There's 43 sprinkling. Why? Because you have 8 in the Kodesh Kadoshi for the Par in this area, that's 16. You have 8 for the Par in the Seir and the Paroiches, that's 32. And then the Mizbeach, you have 7 sprinkling of both of them together and 4 in the four corners. So 4 plus 7 is 11, so you have 11 plus 32 is 43. Each one stands on its own to be kosher and to be pasul. Meaning if one of them became kosher, you finish that avodah. If the one became pasul, you have to do that specific sprinkling or that specific matana once again, but you don't have to go back to the beginning of that stage. The Gemara goes on to explain. Each 7, which means 7 sprinkling, which is really 8. 1 and 7, it's a kapor in its own. They say each one stands on its own, each zrik, each matona. What's the reasoning that each matona stands on its own? Because it says in the pasuk, v'chilu mechaper sakoidish. Afilu ain't shabel matona achas omer atoya kilo. Kilo means end what you need to do. Masha, even if there's only one thing left, You end that, and that's good enough. I don't have to start from the beginning of the stage. Omar Abulozer, Noson Miksas Matonos Vinishpach Adam. He gave some of the matonos, and the blood spilled. So what is the din? The din is Mivi Achem Tachteim. He brings a new animal, and he has to start that stage again. Continues the Gemara Daf Mem Aleph Amud Aleph. Eilu ve'eilu nishpochim kemitzvosom. Meaning the blood that's left from the first one, which spilled, and now you don't have enough to do hazos, and the blood that was left from the second behemoth that came, they're both going to be poured on the Yisrael Mizbech, on the base of Mizbech, like any other shiraim, any other leftover blood. Lechen tzricho, what's the chiddush? Meaning if they both considered to be kosher, just spilled, so obviously it's kosher, you put the leftover on the Yisrael. But even if one of them became posel, you still put the new blood that goes back to the stage, and you put that left over on the yisoid. The chiddush is, even though the first one is possible, it does not go on the yisoid, but the second one does go on the yisoid. That makes sense. That if it didn't become possible, so obviously the first blood is still okay. He gave some of the matonos and it spilled. Don't you still bring new blood? But the first one is still me'ila. So you see, the first one is still intact. So obviously you put both in the yisoid. Chagan asked the question of Yosef. If he did the first one in the right mindset for kosher, the second one became possible. So I'm saying, because the first one is already kosher, already started right, even though the second one is possible, so the first one still goes in the yisoid, because the second won't ruin the first one that started okay. But what about shachta v'shoyim l'shem psul v'sashim l'shem kosher? What happens if the first blood was done with a psul, not just time that it spilled, it became possible. So maybe the second one cannot be kosher anymore. Maybe now that the first one is possible, that affects the second ones, that they should also be possible and won't be poured on the yisoid. So that says the Gemara, Rabbi Yosi, Matzinu psul mutzi midei pigul. All we found that apostle ruins is pigul. Because a pigul means when a person has a wrong thought, that he thinks to eat or to throw the blood in the wrong day, so then everything else has to be done bekashrus. That's what the Gemara in Zvachim teaches us. If in order for pigul to be pigul, which means that someone will be chayav karas in it, it needs to be that's the only problem of the korban. The only problem is that he had the wrong thought when he did one of the avoidus. But the rest of the korban is all kosher. But if he did something wrong with any other part of the korban, so then the pigul does not become pigul. So if you have any psul in the korban, it ruins the pigul. That's where you find the psul ruins it. But matzino psul moitzi midei kosher. But do you ever find the psul takes away kosher? We never found that a psul of one blood will take away the kashas of another blood. So here I have two sets of blood. The fact that the first one is possible doesn't prevent me from doing shvichas chiraim on the second one. And the chora, the ikar chiddush of Ablozer here is to tell us that according to the mandoma that says, Rabbi Lezer in the Mishnah, that when you continue, when the blood spills, you continue from where you are. So it's not even you starting the beginning of a new stage. So in the, let's say the blood spilled in the middle of pulling the blood on the pareches. So now he did only three hazos. He has to do now the next four hazos. So he's going to bring another par or another seir to finish it up. So you mamish the two parim and seirim are completing one stage of his Yom Kippurim. So they belong to each other. So the chiddush is that even though one of these parim or seirim became possible, it doesn't affect the other one from being spilled, spilling the shiraim of it on the yisoid mizbeach, on the base of the mizbeach. With this, we conclude Yoshami Yuma Daf Mem.